With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee following his squad's 58-48 loss to Indianola. Coach Foudy, I know that coming off the game Tuesday night against Dallas Center Grimes, there was a lot of pride with that intensity tonight. Just kind of felt like things got off to a slow start for the squad and just unfortunately built up a hole that was hard to overcome.
Yeah, first off, I'm going to give credit to Indianola and Coach Jansen. They do a great job. And, you know, give credit to their girls. They hit a lot of shots early in the half, but our energy just wasn't good. And, you know, we talked about it before the game. I was a little nervous about having no school and then coming and playing. You know, things are always just a little different. And I think there's a greater challenge for our kids when we have a day like that where things aren't maybe normal, if you will. And I think we saw that in the first half. Unfortunately, we just didn't have the energy on the defensive side that we needed to have. And it led to some really good looks for Indianola, and they knocked them down. And then once they started hitting shots, it just seemed like the energy that we did have was kind of sucked out of the gym. And so quite frustrated after the performance we showed on Tuesday, the energy we played with, the defensive intensity we played with. We were pretty frustrated with the way we played, especially in that first half.
And looking at that first half, too, I mean, you mentioned Indianola knocked down a lot of shots. And I mean, I think they hit 8 3-pointers by our count in that first half. And
yeah.
They're not a team that's traditionally known for, you know, lighting it up from behind the arc there.
Yeah.
What was it about their shots, do you feel like, that allowed them to maybe knock down a higher percentage in that first half?
Well, they were really good shots, and part of it was we gave up 7 offensive rebounds in the first quarter. So if you give a team like that 7 offensive rebounds, that's seven second-chance opportunities. Those threes are really good threes when you get a kick out after an offensive rebound. So it's just not good enough. We just weren't good enough tonight. Our intensity wasn't good enough. We didn't have girls rebounding outside of their area enough, and we didn't do a good enough job of closing out. It just flat out wasn't our standard. We talked about it. Our kids know it. The good news is we played better in the second half, especially the second half of that third quarter into the fourth quarter. We played a lot better. But you can't start that slow and give a team like Indianola that many second chance opportunities on the glass and expect to come out with a win.
And you mentioned just the second half there for your squad, a much better into that game. I know that unfortunately you're coming on the wrong side of things, but you at least come out and finish on a high note, or at least playing better basketball going into postseason play on Saturday. As a team, finishing the way that you finished tonight, how does that help go into a game Saturday against Colfax Mingo versus have things continued to stay the course from that first half?
Yeah, it's positive. You know, I thought it was good for us to get that situation of being down really big. I mean, you never want to be down big, but I did think that our kids did some really nice things once we really tried to ramp up the pressure and try to bring double teams in some situations and just try to kind of dictate things on the defensive side. And it forced Indianola to take some quick shots that were probably uncomfortable shots, and forced them to, you know, allowed us to get out in transition a couple times. So that was positive. But quite honestly, we know we're better than this. So although it was positive in the second half, it's still hard to walk away from this one knowing that we had a really good chance against a team that we're more than capable of beating, and we just didn't get it done.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pendleton Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee, following their 58-48 loss to Indianola on Thursday night. Got to talk to one very positive thing here over the last week and a half is you got Jessa DeVries back in the lineup. Tonight looked like she was the most comfortable she's been on the court so far, 12 points. Just getting her back, seeing the squad get healthier, going into postseason play. How great is that as a coach to know that all the tools are becoming more available out of that toolbox going into postseason action?
Yeah, it's helpful. It was good to see Jessa knock some shots down today. She definitely did look a lot more comfortable today than she did last time. You know, there's still a couple things she needs to clean up in terms of just her ability to take care of the basketball and be smart with her paint touches and getting on 2 feet. And we talked about that. You know, she holds herself to a higher standard than anybody else. You know, she's her worst critic. And so these minutes are really good for her before we get to the postseason, where she's kind of getting back into the flow of things. Like I said, it was good to see her. I think she went 4 or 5 from three tonight, which was good to see. And obviously the fact that we were able to get her good looks like that was nice as well. So hopefully we can continue to ramp up the minutes a little bit as we head into Saturday and then hopefully a Tuesday against North Mahaska.
Absolutely. Coach Foudy, too, you mentioned North Mahaska on Saturday. You got one, or not North Mahaska on Saturday, Colfax Mingo on Saturday, excuse me. You've got one day to rest up and also kind of take care of some of those things that you wanted to clean up from that matchup against Indianola on Thursday night. How do you go about doing that in a day time frame to get all those little tweaks done going into postseason play?
Well, we just got to use every minute of practice as well as we can. You know, we got to be locked in. We got to be, you know, running from drill to drill instead of walking around the court. Our energy's got to be high. You know, if we're going to go and make a run in the 2A tournament, we've got to make sure that we use every minute of practice, especially now in a week where, you know, we had a couple no school days that have kind of thrown a wrench in our plans this week. So every minute of practice that we have moving forward is crucial now. We got to make sure we're locked in and ready to be ready for whatever's in front of us.
And you mentioned Colfax Mingo on a Saturday. I just kind of am curious what's kind of the message to the girls following practice on Friday, knowing that there's not that normal routine going into that game Saturday night, to make sure that they're ready to go from opening tip against the Tiger Hawks.
Well, we'll do a little shoot around in the morning to try to get them up and moving, and then we'll have a team meal before. So we're going to try to get around each other a little earlier than normal, just to try to, you know, get the energy and going a little bit sooner. Bottom line is it's a Saturday game. Things are a little different. It's postseason. Even though, you know, you're probably favored, you still got to take care of business. So it's going to be important that our kids are locked in, primarily on the defensive end. And we believe that if we play defense like we know we're capable of, then the offense will work itself out. So hopefully we're ready to do that Saturday.
Coach Foudy, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday against Colfax Mingo. Be making a rush over here to catch that game, and looking forward to seeing how you guys fare against the Tiger Hawks later tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, powered by Hy-Vee.